Ottawa, Scott Salmon says the message will be clear up and down the lineup. Canada's quest for another home soil gold medal at the World Junior Hockey Championship will feature something the team lacked throughout last year's disastrous fifth-place finish overseas. "We could have been more competitive," Salmon, Hockey Canada's senior vice president of high performance, said looking back as the current iteration began to gather for selection camp Tuesday night in a foggy nation's capital. "If you want to play, we need skilled guys, we need fast guys, we need competitive guys. We want a real Canadian team. We want to have a Canadian identity." The country's under-20 men's program held an evening skate at TD Place, the first of a string of on-ice sessions that will include two exhibition games against Canadian University All-Stars before cuts come later this week. But because of inclement weather blanketing Ottawa, only 14 of 33 hopefuls were on the ice. "Challenging day," Salmon said. "We expect everyone to be here, Wednesday." One player who won't be part of camp ahead of the tournament, set to run December 26 to January 5, but with his name already penciled on the final roster, is Carolina Hurricanes first-round pick Bradley Nadeau. The 19-year-old forward from St. François de Madawaska, NB, played one NHL game this season and has 12 points in 20 contests with the American Hockey League's Chicago Wolves. Nadeau's inclusion means one less spot on the wing in what should be a crowded competition. "Real good player playing at the all level," said Canadian head coach Dave Cameron, whose day job is leading the Ontario Hockey League's Ottawa 67s. "We expect him to be a big contributor in this team." Three eligible NHL ERs, forwards Connor Bedard of the Chicago Blackhawks, Macklin Celebrini of the San Jose Sharks, and Zach Benson of the Buffalo Sabres, aren't expected to be made available by their pro teams. Salmon said Canada might not make its final cuts immediately following Friday's second game against the U Sports All-Stars because countries can carry up to 25 players this year. "Every player at this camp will remain eligible until we sign all 25 cards," he said. "It gives us some flexibility." Canada, which will be looking to build on its record 20 gold medals, has 7 returnees from last year's group that traveled to Sweden before crashing out in the quarterfinals, but there are no guarantees they will all make the grade under Cameron. Toronto Maple Leafs prospect Easton Cowan, on a 56-game point streak in the OHL, but not participating in drills this week after taking a big hit Friday with the London Knights, will be on the team if he's healthy. Fellow forward Braden Yeager, Winnipeg Jets, also appears to be a lock along with defenseman Oliver Bonk, Philadelphia Flyers, and Tanner Molendijk, Nashville Predators. Molendijk made the 2024 squad before being ruled out due to injury. But forwards Carson Raikkonen, Seattle Kraken, and Matthew Wood, Nashville, along with goaltender Scott Ratliff, Buffalo, might be in trouble if they don't stand out. Canada, which will hold training camp in Petawawa, Ont. Once its roster is set, has brought plenty of youth to Ottawa. Medicine Hat Tigers forward Gavin McKenna, 16, leads the Western Hockey League with 60 points and could be the number one pick at the 2026 NHL Draft. Two players expected to battle for the top slot at June's draft are also in the mix, 17-year-old defenseman Matthew Schaefer of the OHL's Erie Otters and 18-year-old winger Porter Martoni of the Mississauga Steelheads. A couple other 18-year-olds were handed lifelines after not initially being included for selection camp. Calgary Flames defenseman prospect Zane Parekh of the Saginaw Spirit was added when Harrison Brunicki was scratched due to injury, while Beckett Senecki, Anaheim Ducks, got a tap on the shoulder with Cowan looking on this week. Former head coach Alan Letang, who led the 2024 group, repeatedly talked about the need for his roster to get on the inside to the dirty areas around the opposition net as the tournament progressed 12 months ago. "It never really happened." Salmon pointed Tuesday to a number of reasons why Canada didn't get to where it wanted in Sweden, the lack of a summer camp and head scout among them. "Those things sound like excuses, and maybe they are," Salmon said. There's a number of factors, but ultimately it's the messaging that comes from the organization through the coaches right down to the players. And the expectation that they have in the room for themselves. This report by the Canadian Press was first published December 10, 2024. Joshua Clipperton, The Canadian Press.